I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to your own program, A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many various important issues regarding Muslim lady. I hope you have enjoyed all our discussions, and I also hope you will benefit from today's discussions. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in our studios, my wife, Radia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So in our previous episode, we talked about the very important quality of hijab in a Muslim society, you know, to show her firmness.
Exactly.
But when it comes to family, Islam says she has to be very polite, humble, soft-spoken. But unfortunately, in nowadays, we see practically it is totally different. Ladies, unfortunately, go to this, when they come in the society, they are very happy, soft-spoken.
Because society and media has just stolen them, you know, deceive them, you know, deceive in that sense that, you know, they have shown that glamour and they are giving a very artificial respect, you know, to her. Appreciation to her. So therefore, sometimes very easily they get deceived and they get attracted towards the society's pressure.
So when
lovely discussion. Very, very healthy discussion we have. And I'm very thankful to our Prophet that Prophet has taught us a beautiful, amazing, like qualities about Muslim ladies. Yeah.
We have so many beautiful treasures, and Alhamdulillah, we have so many books also, so many riwayat, and our great scholars, they have done such hard work to make these riwayat reach us.
Exactly.
Great scholars like Kulaini, like Sheikh Saduq, Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh
Tusi. So because of them, you know, all because of their sacrifices, today we are so rich. And we have all these treasures of sayings of Ma'sumin.
This is famous hadith that midadul ulama'i afdalu min dima'i shuhada. That the ink of the scholars is better than the blood of a martyr.
Indeed.
So we were talking about these qualities of a Muslim lady that a Muslim society expects from a Muslim lady. There is another thing that when she intermingles, when she comes in the society, she has to take care of some other things. For example, keeping the distance between non-mahram and herself, wherever she works and or wherever she goes. So she should be cautious about these things also. We are saying, or Islam also has said, that if ladies, they are allowed to come in the society, work for the society, help, you know, to their own societies. It means they should come and play their role, but with some conditions. And one of the conditions is to keep the distance with non-mahram, especially a working Muslim lady. When she's supposed to cover, you know, wear hijab and cover her body with decent clothing, in talking and keeping the distance is also very important. if she is covering her body and wearing hijab, but while talking to non-mahram, she is very polite. If she is not taking care of those boundaries and limits, again, this can lead to so many problems.
Exactly. Yeah, therefore, our Prophet, he said, Al-Aziza. Yeah. She has to be sometimes very, very firm, not definitely rude. Yeah.
So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Once Amir al-Mu'minin al-Islam was talking to the Kufis, she was saying that, I have heard your ladies, when your ladies walk on the way, their bodies touch to non-mahram's bodies, which is very, very immoral or indecent. So Imam Ali says, do you not feel shame? It shows that these things are very important. While walking, while working, while sitting, we should always keep that certain distance.
Yeah, therefore, you know, I always take the very strict rulings of modesty, which Muslim society has this expectation from Muslim lady. I take it in a very positive way that what Muslim society says, oh, woman, you should be active, come, you know, but come with this certain conditions. And when you have the ruling of hijab and modesty, that means you have to come out from the house. Yeah. You know, you have to be like, you are allowed to be active, to be social. You know, socializing is important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In the Holy Quran also, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. It is very famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some radical societies, radical Muslim societies, they say women are not allowed to work.
What is the translation of this ayah?
This ayah says, whatever men earn, it belongs to them, and whatever women earn, it belongs to them. It not only shows that they can work, but also it shows that whatever they work and whatever they earn, it belongs to them. They become the owner, the malik of whatever they earn.
Yeah.
It means they have, you know, complete freedom. They have this right of earning and doing whatever business they want to do. So it is not like this, that whatever they earn belongs to their husbands or their fathers. No, they have complete freedom in this.
No doubt. From this verse. They are independent, yeah.
Independent, yeah. A Muslim society expects from a Muslim lady to have a strong self-building characteristic and a strong behavior in the society.
And very influential,
influential,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her perspective, her religion, her, you know, opinion has so much weight and value in the Muslim society. So Muslim society never says that you have to be dependent on your father, brother, or husband. No way. You know, like, all the teachings of Quran is equally for women too, and she is responsible, you know, independently about her actions, her ibadat, her economically, her earnings, and her, you know, service towards the society too. So that is something really, really
definitely
amazing.
Definitely, again, with some conditions.
Yeah.
And again, Islam, the Islam's first priority towards women is her family, her house. That's why Islam, as this beautiful hadith so many times we have shared with our dear listeners, that jihadul mar'i Husnut Taba'ul. Husnut, in Husnut Taba'ul comes everything. Good behavior, you know, upbringing your children in a nice way according to Islamic rulings, your behavior with your father, your family members, your, you know, mother-in-law, father-in-law, with your husband. All these things come under the one single sentence, Husnut Taba'ul. Good behavior towards your
husband and towards your family and in-laws, yeah, which is the big task for her.
Another very important issue is friendship with non-mahram. This is a very big issue. Maybe we have talked about it in brief, but we want to focus on it and go into the details because this is a very important issue. Sometimes maybe some people say that Islam is very strict, you know. Islam does not want women to, you know, feel happy or, you know, enjoy themselves. No, Islam says like men can enjoy their life, they have freedom. Women also have freedom. They can enjoy their themselves also, but within some limits. And these limits are for a very good reason. And that reason is the tranquility, the peace, the calmness in our society, in our families. Because if you have that calmness and peace and tranquility in your family, within your family, then it will show in your society. So Islam has these limits not only for women, for men also. Men also not allowed to do friendship with non-mahram ladies and women.
Can you believe it? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he never used to start talking to young girls. And he knows that saying salam, greeting, it has so much reward. But he would say, I'm just doing this precaution. I'm taking this precaution that maybe, you know, by greeting a young namahram girl, you know, that greeting starts towards some non-permitted conversation. So he is just stopping himself. So he's Imamul Muttaqeen, you know, the leader of pious people. So believers. Much piety we can see in a beautiful seerah of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam.
Yeah, even in this ayah, the verse of Holy Quran also say, Muhsanatin غَيْرُ مُصَافِحَاتٍ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ. They do not make friendship with non-mahram.
I know in Quran two times Allah has mentioned about this friendship between opposite sex. So it's something really nice that Islam knows from beginning, you know, it's something not new. So Islam says, you are not allowed to have friendship, you know, like too much, you know, relax, have conversation with opposite sex, yeah?
Unfortunately, yeah, it is very common. It is very normal. So nobody is conscious about these things. They say talking to, you know, a female and male is a very normal thing. When you look from a bird's view, you can see that it has a very good reason. Why should we not intermingle with non-mahram ladies or non-mahram men? All these are because of our own social health, our moral health, our self-building also. If we have limited relationship, definitely that relationship lasts longer. It has more meaning. It has more pleasure for us. Whereas if you have a lot of relations, illegal relations, or, you know, socially and friendships, so many, then your own relationship with your family weakens, becomes very weak, and you do not get that pleasure from those relationships. again, we are coming to end of this program. Thank you so much for being with us. I myself, truly, I benefit a lot from these beautiful riwayat and verses of the Holy Quran.
Yeah.
I hope our dear listeners also do so. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.